Alita Nims is spending her summer shuttling her two sons from one day camp to another.
Oh, you know what? I have to run in and grab his lunch. Hold on a second. I missed that yesterday.
Nims and her family moved to upstate New York from Tacoma, Washington a year ago for her husband's military job. He's the Air Force Detachment Commander at Clarkson University, where he teaches ROTC students. Nims was in the Air Force too, but she went back to school to become a mental health counselor and spent years building up a private practice.
I had probably between 25 to 30 clients that I was working with.
But moving to New York meant leaving her practice behind. There are two professional exams you can take if you want to be a mental health counselor. New York accepts one, Washington accepts another. If Nims wanted to keep working in her field, she'd have to get re-licensed.
We pulled into town on July 30th. On August 1st, we went and started house hunting and looked at like 10 houses in one day. And on August 2nd, I started freaking out that I was losing my career. And I was like, what am I doing? This is insane. I worked so hard to get my license in Washington, and I can't not be licensed.
So she started the licensing process all over again.
Of course, it's all online, and you know, you're not talking to anybody, so you're kind of trying to read the instructions, and I had to fumble through some of that and understand the paperwork that I needed.
Nims had to dig up tons of documents, which took months. She had to get approved by the state to take the exam, wait a month for a testing date, and pay a bunch of fees. Although, because she's a military spouse, New York will refund her some of that money. She says she gets why the regulations are in place. There are bad actors out there.
But, you know, for the rest of us who are, you know, just honest people trying to do good things in the world, it can become a very, very frustrating and complicated process to try to work through.
There's no guarantee of a job for Alita Nims at the end of this. Her husband's assignment in New York is only 3 years long. Like a lot of military spouses, she found herself asking whether pursuing licensing was actually worth it. Because the next time they move,
I could be in this exact same position again.
If it takes you 2 years to kind of get through the system, it isn't a very effective system.
That's Lynn Borden, head of the Department of Family Social Science at the University of Minnesota. Borden and her colleagues worked with the DOD to study state licensing accommodations for military spouses. They found 48 states have tried to make the process easier by lowering fees for military spouses or fast-tracking their applications. But because states maintain their own licensing requirements, the process can still be baffling.
To find that information and then to figure out who to talk to often became very hard.
That's the sort of thing that can discourage spouses from getting their professional licenses. And that, University of Minnesota research scientist Adia Richmond says, has a ripple effect
on their family's financial health and their satisfaction. And we know ultimately can impact how long the service member chooses to stay in service.
Richmond says one of the biggest things state occupational boards can do to make the process easier for military spouses is to post clear guidelines on their websites and make sure there's an actual human spouses can get in touch with. This last year, Alita Nims has made it work. They get by on her husband's salary. She started selling skincare products to bring in extra money. And there's been a bright side. She's been able to spend more time with her kids.
For me to have that kind of extra just time and mental bandwidth to be able to devote to parenting, I think has been a huge blessing.
And Nims may end up working in her field after all. She just took the licensing exam to become a mental health counselor in New York State, and she passed. Now she's waiting to finally get her hands on her license so she can go find a job. I'm Sarah Harris.